And we're looking at the various elements, the various bits of information that should be included in your brief before you go into a voiceover studio. This is going to help you get the right tone, the right variety, the right pitch, the right volume, everything indeed, to make the most of the script that you're presented with. All of these different elements will help you focus with laser light precision your voice and your presentation skills in the moment in that recording. So everyone knows that they're hopefully going to get the very best out of you in that hour long recording session time. We've spoken about several elements so far, so go back and I would politely suggest you go back and listen to those over the last few episodes. Things like who is this advertising message for, or the voiceover for, what do you want them to feel, and also where the recording's going to be played. All of this is going to help you with your voice production in that presentation time. Your voiceover role is also another element that will be hopefully mentioned in your briefing as well. So what is your role? You're never the voiceover, yeah? Because as we've spoken about before, if you are the voiceover, then it automatically makes your role much more formal. It gives the impression that your style is going to be announcery. Yeah? And nowadays, the tone is much more low-key, much more conversational, much more kind of chatty, much more friendly. So you're not the voiceover. Depending on the script, the situation, the story, the audience and so on, what is the part you're playing? Remember we looked at a couple of days ago who you're targeting? Well, you're not going to be targeting, what do we say? Let me look back at the script. You're not going to be targeting a grandmother in her 70s if you're the voiceover, yeah? You're not going to be targeting a young businesswoman in her 20s as a voiceover. A voiceover is not going to be talking to new parents, or even if you are, you're not going to be breaking through to them as much as if you were somebody else. What is your character? And when I say character, you're not putting on a funny voice. You're not playing, pretending to be somebody else. But mentally, perhaps a little bit physically as well, you're in character to help you with the production of your tone of your voice to better connect with them. Yeah? So it could be you may be a frazzled dad coping with the kids. You might be a corporate CEO or a first-time DIYer or a reassuring uncle. And you can probably tell that in all of those situations, you are you, but you're not a voiceover. You're one of those different kind of characters, if you like. And your style, your tone of presentation is going to be different in each of those situations. And that relationship is really important. Your attitude will change if you're giving advice to that frazzled dad as a friend of theirs, or maybe you're giving advice to that frazzled dad as an interfering neighbour or a parenting expert. Yeah, you can tell that even though the script is the same, your tone is going to be completely different with each of those, in the same way as for, say, a corporate e-learning project, say, a training on a new computer program in the business. You're part of the company talking to a colleague, or are you as a rep from the computer program company? Or maybe neither. You're an outside trainer kind of character. Your style is going to change, even though the script may not, depending on which character you are. So that's your role. What is your sound then? Just a few words should be provided on your briefing to say what your sound should be like. So maybe something like calm and trustworthy, or upbeat and quirky, big and boomy like the voice on the whatever advert. And if that's not there, then seek a bit of clarity. Or maybe it is there, but it doesn't make much sense, because you might have attributes which seem to be disparate with each other. I've seen it happen before. You know, we want the voice to sound authoritative and sultry. How can I do authoritative and sultry? They're not complete opposites, but they don't quite sit well together. Let me think about that, or maybe get a bit more advice from the director in the studio. Or here's another one. Concerned and light-hearted. Could be pretty tricky to pull off, couldn't it? So you may want a little bit of advice on that. Do you actually mean that? I'm just trying to work out what that kind of style might be. Finally for today, also on the briefing, will be the duration. Now, we've already spoken previously in previous episodes about the speed of a read, but less is often more effective than more. A script will often have more impact if there's room for it to develop at the correct pace. Slower is sometimes more confident in a presentation style than faster. If you're reciting the script like an auctioneer at a cattle market, people can't necessarily understand what it is you're saying. The information goes past at a blur. You're probably not connecting with them, engaging with them in an authentic way, which will make them act and react to the advert or the voiceover and get them to do what the client wants your voice and the ad and the campaign to do. So sometimes less is more. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about when your voice is mixed with music. So that could be a music bed. We've spoken about music beds before as well on the podcast series. But how do you work your voice? How do you change your voice? How do you cope with music that's played under you as you record the advert, or when you know it's going to be subsequently added as another track once you've left the studio in post-production? That, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.